They may be small and tough to spot, but backyard hummingbirds sure seem to cause a big stir. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Thiessen, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Folks in Kansas and much of the Midwest likely have several more weeks to enjoy the petite birds, which weigh as little as 3.2 grams, or somewhere between the weight of a penny and a nickel. Historically, it is known that the ruby-throated hummingbirds could be found across Kansas and would nest sporadically, primarily in the eastern part of the state. However, research has now found that there are more species of hummingbirds spread across Kansas. By far, the greatest diversity of species is in the western third of the state, but even in central and eastern Kansas, there are now records of several species of hummingbirds. The ruby-throated hummingbird migrates through in the spring, mid-April to mid-May, with a few lingering to nest. Numbers of ruby throats are highest in the late summer and fall, when southbound migrants move in and linger before departing for southern wintering areas. Likewise, a majority of the species and individuals that are seen are southbound migrants in August, September, and October. Hummingbirds depend on two food sources, flower nectar and insects. While homeowners find it difficult to provide insects, it is quite simple to provide artificial nectar, which is a sugar syrup, and flowers. For a list of plants that are attractive to hummingbirds, stop by your extension office. But basically, any flowering plant that has a trumpet-style flower and is in the red-orange sector of the color spectrum will be quite attractive to hummingbirds. Hummingbird feeders are becoming more common in yards and in stores. Simply hanging a hummingbird feeder in your backyard does not guarantee that you will have a hummingbird visit you. But if you have an attractive, bird-friendly landscape, flowers that appeal to hummingbirds, and a hummingbird feeder, you should have some success in attracting hummingbirds. To try to attract spring migrants, hummingbird feeders should be filled and in place by mid-April. If you had no activity by late May or early June, you may just want to take your feeder down until early August. Southbound migration usually starts in late July or early August. Once migrants move into an area, they may stay for a day, a week, or even a month. Many hummingbird watchers indicate that August and September are their best months. So have fun this fall by scouting for hummingbirds. It can be as simple as buying a bird feeder and caring for some flowering plants. For more information on hummingbirds, contact your local extension office. This has been Cassie Thiessen, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!